nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I am Tom Pounder, and this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks about how to do ministry better in a very digital and online world. And today, I want to welcome everyone back to school. Again, most of you, actually, I would say most of the country has been back at school for a while now, but the very last of the holdouts went back to school on Tuesday for the first day of school. And so everyone should be back at school. And if you're not, then there might be something wrong with you, and you might need to go make sure that you get back in school. Well, today we're going to have a very back-to-school edition of the podcast. I've invited Corey Sullivan back onto the podcast, and he and I are going to talk about what it means to volunteer at the schools. Not just go to the schools and reach students, but volunteer in the schools. What does that look like, and how does it benefit you? How does it benefit them? And all that very fun stuff. So we're going to get into it right now. Let's start the interview. All right, with me today again is the one and only Corey Sullivan. Corey, how are you doing?
Living the dream, Tom.
Living the dream. Okay, so you're living the dream. Why? Is it because you just drafted a really good fantasy football team?
I don't know. I drafted one last night. And so Tom and I do a league with a bunch of our students. And some of them just had dumb picks. like I didn't understand them. And then I got frustrated. Like, I got the last pick and then the first pick. So I had the longest time to wait until I got to go again. And so I felt like I really needed to make my draft picks count. But I got Andrew Luck. I got some really good wide receivers, some running backs. Hopefully Miami's defense plays through. I hate Miami, but their defense is supposed to be good this year. I'd rather have Buffalo, but... So
yeah, I think you were upset. Somebody picked the Bills defense right before you.
Yeah,
right?
They do it right before me, and I think they did it on purpose just to hurt my feelings.
Just to mess with you. And then I think someone picked up last week or last night Arian Foster. Did you want him too?
I wanted him to sit the bench for 4 weeks.
Yeah, and then
someone picked him up.
Yeah, someone picked him up, so that's good. Yeah, I've talked about this before. I've blogged about this before. I do believe fantasy football is a great way for you to do ministry with your students. I'll even put a link on the show notes about a blog post I did a while ago about why I do believe it can not only be effective, but it can really help grow your ministry in a really big way. But we're not talking about fantasy football, but we're talking about the fall. You know, the fall is school starting,
today's actually the first day of school for some of our kids.
Yeah, actually, regardless of where you are in the country, everyone should be starting school right now, right? I mean,
hopefully.
Hopefully. Some started all the way back in early August, but I know my county where I live in, which is really close to the church. It started last week. Our county that the church is located in started today, just like everyone else. So it's kind of one of those things.
Yeah, so today we're just going to chat with you guys about why we should be in schools and the connection as student ministers and people in the church to the schools that we have. And a big thing for me as a student minister is that, first off, I guess those are both prime things.
Those are, yeah, those A are same, and first off.
Same thing.
It's either one or the other.
Yeah. It's in the community, so you have an obligation to them. But as a student minister, that's where the kids are, in the schools.
Yeah, well, let me backtrack. We're talking about specifically not just being in the school, because we feel like regardless of what community you are in, you have the opportunity to be in the schools. And it's important. It's a great way for you to minister to students. What we're talking about, though, is being really involved in the school. Okay, Corey has a unique opportunity here that other youth ministers have, and he'll talk about that in a second. But whether you're a young guy like Corey or an older guy like myself, I am over 40 now, you have opportunities as student ministers, and Corey's saying specifically is that if you're in this community that serves your church, or your church is in, well, no, if you live in this community, you have a real opportunity because, one, it's in your community. You've already established relationships with people. So it's in your community. What else you got there, Corey?
Well, I had this conversation the other day with some people who are trying to get into schools, and I was telling them, hey, you know, I'm in these schools, that's what I'm doing. And they're like, hey, aren't there policies and procedures? I'm like, well, I want to be in the schools. I'm going to find a way to do that. You know, and so it may not necessarily be on this big evangelism push of being in the schools and sharing Christ, but you're getting in these schools and you're building relationships with kids. You're getting to know them. You get to know a lot of the staff. You get to know the administration. And being a friendly face, that opens up so much doors than coming in and having your own agenda in those schools. And so finding a way not just to show up to the school and be someone evangelizing, but volunteering in your school, I think that's huge. Find a way to volunteer. There's always a need. Someone who's coming from a teaching position into student ministry, there's always a need somewhere, whether it's as a coach, a volunteer coach, as someone even simple as a bus attendant, to helping the office staff organize papers. There's always a need. And bring coffee with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, if you bring coffee with you, that's always a good suck-up thing to do. But I'll agree with you. Here's the deal. I've been in student ministry now. This will kind of be my 18th year in student ministry in some capacity. And the reality is, when I was younger, I started out when I was like 23 years old, and I was able to do different things. I was a younger guy, but the administration looked at me differently. Now I am a father. I have four children of my own, and now I'm a father who's a parent in that community, a parent that sends my kids directly to that school. And so I will go there and volunteer. And again, schools want volunteers. They need volunteers. They're never pushing away people and saying, hey, it's not like student ministry where we're begging people to serve. They're always saying, hey, we've got a lot of people to serve because the parents are so involved. And as an older youth minister, if you're an older youth minister and you got kids in that school, you have an easy opportunity to go serve in that community. Like Corey said, or serve in that school, like Corey said, you can go help out the office help. You can go help out teachers. Teachers always need help copying, or if you got younger kids, you can read stories to them. We have this thing called Mystery Reader at our school where you surprise your kids and you come in and read a story for their classroom. You can do check-in. You can do early dismissals. You can be a bus attendant. Or you could be just that great guy, like you said, of bringing coffee into people. When I bring coffee into my daughter's teachers, they love it, and they look forward to that opportunity. What else you got, Corey?
I think the biggest thing is you get nothing you don't ask for. Don't be afraid to email, you know, the principal, the administrative secretary, a teacher, and ask, how can I help? I have this free time. I'm looking for a place to help. I love helping kids. I love helping students. Is there a need at your school? I wouldn't use church language. I think people said, how can I serve you? How can I do this and this?
Classic church lingo.
And some of that language is an automatic turnoff because they feel like you have an agenda. But if you go in with just a servant's heart saying, I want to help, I feel like you guys have a need and this is where my passion is, very rarely will they say no. They're going to fit you. They might ask a couple questions. They might put a couple of their boundaries on you. But in the end, you're in the schools and you're meeting kids and having a relationship.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. I see three primary wins out of this. And it's kind of like what one of them is like, you get to say hi to kids. Now, you can say, oh, Tom, my kids are only in elementary school. Well, so were mine. I now have a high school student and a middle school student. But I have elementary age students. And here's the win thing, too, is that not only do you get to say hi to the kids and you're building rapport with my children and their friends, but you're winning rapport with adults. I mean, because again, your mission, even though it's maybe primarily students or family ministry stuff, you're also trying to win people to Christ. And by you being there and serving, the administrators, the teachers get to say, oh my gosh, you're just an average Joe who wants to serve and help other people and help in this community. So I believe the three great wins here is that, one is you get to connect with administrators. Two, you get to connect with your kids, and they get to see you at a non-church or non-work environment. They get to see you in their environment and say hi to their friends. But then three, people get to see you just as an average, regular person. You get to have real conversations with people. You get to see what they're up to. Again, every time that I go in to serve, I'm using the church lingo. But every time I go in there and help out in my daughter's school, I have just some great conversations with people. And the more regularly they see me, like I try to do once a month, more regularly they see me, the more I can build relationships with them, and then hopefully they'll come to church too one day. So that's some ways that I've gotten in as a parent, but also know that as a young guy like Corey and like most of the youth ministers out there, there are other ways to get involved in the school and to serve, to volunteer at the school. So Corey, what are some ways that you've been able to do that?
At one school, I really like partnering up with other organizations, partnering up with other churches, and we have this organization called Edge Clubs, which is really a Christian-based club, student-led. But what I get to do in there is go in and help coach some kids, help them understand how to do a lesson, how to teach, how to lead, how to grow that club. And so it's really great way to, again, be relational and meet kids where they are. Another great thing at another school I get to do a couple times a week through another organization, FCA, is be a character coach and help out on the football team, which is huge, which is central. It meets my passions. I used to coach football, play football, and so that's something that I felt in my own personal life I've been missing. But now I get to use that passion and that desire to volunteer at another school, and it's a win-win. I always think in win-win with ministry. And this is a huge win-win in that aspect.
Yeah, and see, there are so many other ministries that are doing work in and around schools as well. Again, we highlighted FCA. We've talked about Young Life before. They talked about this Edge Club that already have ins and connections with the school districts and the schools. It would be great for you to just to discover what are the other ministries in your area that are doing ministries in the school, and how can you partner with them? Again, we're all about, you know, we talked about this kingdom work mentality of, hey, we're all about not just our specific church or our specific ministry. We're about the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter who gets the credit. It matters about winning people to Jesus. And so by Corey and myself partnering with other churches and other ministries that are already doing work in the school, it provides just another way for us to partner together and help more people discover God. So those are a few different ideas that you can get into the schools, a few wins that you get from the school. And I really, the call to action would be then, hey, what can you be doing today? What can you be doing this week now that school is back in session to find other churches or ministries that are already plugged in the school, and how can you partner with them? But then how can you get into the schools? What can you be doing in the school, whether it's being a coach, an assistant coach, whether it's helping out with teachers or administrators? What can you be doing?
Even just came to mind, a good friend of mine, their ministry has adopted the football team. And so their leaders, he himself, they go on Saturdays morning before the games and cook the kids breakfast and all that. So it can be outside the box. It can be saying, you know, how can I help? What can I do? What talents do you have? What resources? What are you passionate about? And what can you do in those schools for these kids? There's a lot of great opportunities, different clubs that you can volunteer with and lead. So really go after it and go after it hard, and don't make excuses because, hey, I'm a Christian and schools can't do that. Maybe it's time, hey, let's take a step back and let's be there to serve and build relationships, knowing that the kingdom is being built in that as well.
Yeah, well, that's a great word. Well, Corey, thanks for joining me again. And real quick before we leave, what is one movie this fall that you are looking forward to seeing?
Does that have to be student ministry appropriate?
No.
Like, I'm really all jazzed up about Star Wars, but that's technically in the winter in December.
Yeah, well, and that's actually a great movie for you to take kids to do. But
I think I'm going to do an all-nighter with kids and ask parents to let the kids skip school the next day.
Oh, okay, that's great.
We can just break the rules. I'm not much of a rule follower. This fall, I don't even know what's coming out this fall.
Yeah. Okay, well then let's backtrack. What is one movie that you saw this summer that you really enjoyed?
Definitely not Ant-Man.
I can't believe you.
I didn't like Ant-Man that much. I was kind of bored by it.
Okay, I got to see that still. But okay.
There's a couple good movies I liked, and I saw this movie Dope, this movie Straight Outta Compton. Probably shouldn't put that on the podcast.
I'm hitting my head right now. I'm like, okay,
Seeing kids for where they are today.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's research.
Yeah, good. Well, I actually do want to see Straight Outta Compton. Dope, not so much. But Straight Outta Compton, I do want to see. All right, Corey, as always, thanks for joining me, and I appreciate you taking your time.
All right, see you guys.
All right, so there you have it, a little conversation with Corey about what it means to volunteer at schools and the benefits of it. And I'm serious about the call to action. There has to be something that you can do in the public schools in your area, that the area that you serve, the ministry area that you serve, that you can go and serve them and volunteer at, where you're just there to build relationships with them. And I'm going to link Corey's blog, I'm going to link my blogs, and different blogs about the really amazing benefits of what happens when you go do that. So I hope you take some time this fall, this whole school year, and plan at least once a month to get into the school, volunteer with just the intention of serving them and helping them, and see where it leads. I mean, it could lead to a bunch of people coming to church for the very first time. Who knows? But just see where it leads. And I'm also curious to see, what is it that you are doing in your ministry right now? What are the things that you're doing to volunteer and serve at the local schools? What are you doing? Share along with us at YM Sidekick, or use the hashtag YM Sidekick. Share what you're doing currently in your local schools to reach out to them. All right, everyone, that kind of wraps it up for this week. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this, please rate me on iTunes. Get on there and say, hey, I like this podcast. Or even go hit me up at YM Sidekick and say, hey, Tom, I want to know this. The next podcast you do, please talk about this. I'd love to hear from you and what your thoughts and ideas are about that. Well, again, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week.